Bath County High School has just over 200 students, making it one of the smallest in the state. But its tech center is sizable, with a workshop that's 4,800 square feet, packed with power tools and equipment.
We have drill presses, table saw, joiners, band saws.
Carpentry teacher and kid wind coach Joe Altizer says it was the perfect place to build a better wind turbine.
It's a good shop for a project like this because if they want to do something, well, we have the tool usually that can get the job done.
And while students are tech savvy, they did their work the old-fashioned way.
We used T-bevels, protractors for our angles. We made jigs for the saws so that, you know, we could reproduce each cut pretty accurately. It was a lot of old school. It was a lot of hand tools instead of the computer.
They spent hours before, during, and after school applying what they'd learned in class, according to technology and engineering teacher Ed Ozols.
You know, when you're sitting in a geometry class, it's like, why do I have to learn this? You're sitting in an algebra class, why do I have to learn this? Well, you have to learn it because if you don't have that information, you can't do what we're doing here.
And they thought hard about the importance of presentation. They polish their communication skills.
The students have to explain what they did, why they did it, and how they did it.
And after a devastating loss 2 years ago in New Orleans, Ozols says they ditched their blue jeans and tees for matching blue golf shirts and khakis.
We had to look professional.
They traveled to McCormick Place in Chicago, a giant space for meetings and trade shows. Again, Coach Joey Altizer.
The conference center that we were in was 2.5 million square feet. It was unbelievable. I took several pictures of just the conference center.
They watched the Cubs play ball at Wrigley Field, defied local dietary law by putting ketchup on their Chicago-style hot dogs, and discovered deep dish pizza.
Two pizzas was 20 pounds, but it was delicious. The cheese was amazing.
Fortified, they went into battle, presenting their turbine, 4 feet tall, made from steel pipe and pine.
When they put it in the high-speed tunnel in Chicago, we were actually putting out 28 volts. I actually burned a hole in their carpet where the resistor was sitting on the floor.
We made more than three times as much power as anybody else.
The judges were even taking pictures of it. They just never seen that much power produced in that short of time.
Industry leaders came calling, collecting business cards from the kids, urging them to keep in touch, and students like Matthew McCune, Jacob McComb, and Tyler Thompson said they would.
Yes, ma'am, I'm big into wind energy. It's something that matters and it's going to make a difference in the world.
There's a lot of opportunities out there. They was giving job offers out just like that, internships, everything. It's just a big industry.
Have you thought about supplying your own home with electricity via wind?
I'm not in a real windy spot, but I got a river beside me.
Maybe water power?
Yes, definitely hydro.
Driving to the competition in Chicago's rush hour was a misery.
A lot of people, a lot of traffic. 2.2 miles, the phone would say you have 54 minutes yet, you know, to get to your destination.
But the coaches agree coming home was a joy.
Yes, we think of it as we won the Super Bowl.
I veered off of 64. We brought it from the big city across Gathright Dam and up this little back road where we crossed the line, and that's how we brought the national championship trophy home.
Their prize was $750, and since none of them were seniors, they'll use that money to build an even better turbine next year. In Bath County, I'm Sandy Houseman.